Be that as it may, Tyrion said lightly, I truly must see my sister and present my letter, sir. If you would be so kind as to open the door for us. The White Knight did not respond. Tyrion was almost at the point of trying to force his way past when Sir Mandon abruptly stood aside.
You may enter. They may not.
A small victory, he thought, but sweet. He had passed his first test. Tyrion Lannister shouldered through the door, feeling almost tall. Five members of the king's small council broke off their discussion suddenly. You, his sister Cersei said, in a tone that was equal parts of disbelief and distaste.
I can see where Joffrey learned his courtesies.
Tyrion paused to admire the pair of Valyrian sphinxes that guarded the door, affecting an air of casual confidence. Cersei could smell weakness the way a dog smells fear. What are you doing here? His sister's lovely green eyes studied him without the least hint of affection.
Delivering a letter from her lord father.
He sauntered to the table and placed the tightly rolled parchment between them. The eunuch, Varys, took the letter and turned it in his delicate powdered hands.
How kind of Lord Tywin, and his sealing wax is such a lovely shade of gold.